Thank you, Lord. I'm still doing it. Trying to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's better. Bless the Lord. Lord, we just lift this service up to you this morning, Holy Spirit, that you'd have your way and you'd have your say. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. We just bind the devil and anything would try to interfere in Jesus' name. Angels, make sure it doesn't happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay. This is, I forgot the date, 3/18/18. In the wee hours of the early hours of the morning, I was dreaming this over and over and over, and so I just finally got up because it just hammering in my brain about heaven's frequency. I think a lot of problem in the church today and in the world today is, and even some of the prophets that seem to prophesy doom, is they're not on God's frequency, heaven's frequency. They're looking at the second heaven where all the warfare is going on, and they're perceiving everything by what the devil's doing and not by what God's doing. And the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, he gave me a couple of scriptures. He said, I don't care who they are and what kind of bondage they might have in their life, if they'll do these things, they'll be set free. It'll get them off of Satan's frequency and get them onto heaven's frequency. The first one was Proverbs chapter 4. It's all about what you pay attention to. In the world, the devil, he makes a big noise, puts on a big show for everybody to see. He wants attention. He wants your attention. And this is what God's word says about what we're to do, who we are to pay attention to. Verse 20, Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Not what MSNBC is saying, not even what Fox News is saying, or any of them. Let them not depart from your sight. So that's going to tell me if something's in your face all the time, that means you're going to have to be in it day and night. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech. In other words, what the enemy is doing, you're attending to God's word. You speak God's words, not devil words, not heaven's. I mean, you speak what's going on in heaven's atmosphere, heaven's frequency, not Satan's frequency. See, the devil has a plan. He's trying to, and what's deceived a lot of people in the church today, is he's trying to force the Antichrist up before his time. See, he's trying to put a thing in place. They're trying to force it even as we speak. They're trying to enforce this plan, the deep state or whatever you want to call it. It's not just in our country. It's in all the countries of the world. And so the devil's trying to force his plan. He thinks he's better than God. He thinks he's going to best God. But you know what? We prayed. The church prayed. Those that have always been faithful to pray will be faithful to pray. What happened? God said, no, no, it's not happening in your time. It's happening when I say. And that's why we are at close to the end, but we still have a little time. We're not just right on the brink like most people think. And I pray for especially the ministers in the body of Christ that they would get on heaven's frequency and off of Satan's. All the judgment and the doom and the gloom. What is it doing? It's causing people to lose hope. It's scaring people. The gospel's not about scaring people. It's about life and life more abundantly. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it fall the issues of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful contrary talk, and put it far from you. If you're trying to walk in heaven's frequency and you're speaking the devil's frequency, let your eyes look right on with the emphasis said with fixed purpose. Let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established and ordered aright. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot for evil. Now, there's nothing wrong with knowing what's going on in your world and being up to date where you can pray more specific. But our goal is really taking the gospel and doing the Lord's business, not getting off into what's going on in the world. It's all about what you give your attention to. Whatever you choose to pay attention to. If a person is a homosexual, what are they giving attention to? The LGBT or God's Word? Right, Romans 12. You could say this is the counterpart. Close. This is just a bonus. We hadn't started what all I have today, and I have a bunch. So y'all just got off light last week, so maybe a little longer. We'll see. All right, Romans 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, beg of you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service, spiritual worship. So what does that say? You give up and you sacrifice all your care, everything on the altar. You give it all up. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ and God. You lay yourself down and no longer your own. You're bought with a price. Then it says, do not be conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect. See, there's God's plan. By attending to His Word, our minds begin to be renewed to God's plan, His perfect plan, His perfect will for us concerning any area. That's what the Lord said this morning. It doesn't matter where they are. If you can't get them off of Satan's frequency, you'll never be able to help them. You can pray for them all day long, but they'll go out here just as powerless as they were before. In fact, they'll probably come back worse. You cast that spirit out, and if you don't fill it with something, here comes seven more worse than it was before. The Word is our warfare, our weapon. We're to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word. Think about that. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God is our bread. That means all the other thing that are that's temporal. I mean, yeah, we have to eat, but you know what I mean. It means to stay on heaven's frequency, we're going to have to stay in a perpetual way of the only thing we ever focus on, no matter what is happening around us, has to be God's Word and God's promise. And not be afraid. He is going to lead us and He's going to guide us. He does have a plan. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. That's from the time you are conceived until you go to be with Him. So I'm encouraging you today to stay off of Satan's frequency. It's propaganda. It's lies. I wasn't really prepared to bring this up, but I think I will. I've been seeing a lot about the Nephilim. I don't know if you have the Nephilim. Every word, UFOs, aliens, Nephilims. Well, the Nephilims were a race that it was fallen angels mated with earth women, and the Nephilims were born. These Nephilims were giants. They even have 200 sets of bones with these huge creatures, with these huge heads. They look like a human. They dwarf a human. You know, their heads are like that melon head, you know what I'm saying? These are proof, archaeological proof. They found these. They've dug up these bones and stuff. And they're demons. They're demon spirits. But what the enemy is trying to pull is, with all the fantasy and all the stuff that our movie industry has been programmed into, they're going to make it look like these alien beings are going to start appearing on the earth like they did in the days of Noah, because they did come down and mate with earth women. So something happened to let them in where this could be possible. I don't understand all of that, but they're going to make it look like, and I even saw a YouTube video, I didn't watch it, about the Pope saying, well, we just found out that the real Savior is these aliens. They're the ones that have given birth to the human race. This is really the God. This isn't Jesus. There's a last day coming delusion that a lot of people are going to depart from the faith. And a lot of Christians that don't know who they are and they don't know what's going on, all they do is, you know, they're just on the surface, and maybe, you know, they are real into the movies and all Hollywood and all that kind of stuff. What's happening? They're going to believe the lie. And it says God's going to permit them to be seduced. It's called the alien disclosure. And it's on her. That's what they're planning. I know it. I've been knowing it for days. And I said, well, Lord, you know, what are we supposed to do about this? You just have to keep preaching the truth. These things are demons. They're demons. And people need to know that. So I'm going to begin to, as the Lord releases me to do so, and as I do some more study on it. But yesterday it was in me all day long about this is the lie that Satan is going to use to deceive the church. Yeah, we're going to be like Star Trek, go where no man has gone before. They'll have all these cures for things, and they'll do all these works and wonders. And people will think, this has to be God. What do you think the false prophet's going to do? No wonder the Pope's welcoming him in. He's the last Pope will be the false prophet. Says he calls fire down from the sky, you know, and all these works, and it deceives many. We thought it was all silly and innocent. E.T., be good, you know. It's part of the deception. It's Satan's frequency. It's his propaganda machine. It's just like that little Disney film where the little girl was watching the animation of a puppy in a doghouse, and while she was doing that, the man was touching her and caressing her and doing stuff to her. See, that's how they get in and start with the pedophilia thing with these kids. It's through fantasy. They're like they're hypnotized by the movies and all these things. They don't even know that they're being used. They're being led like sheep to the slaughter. And they don't even know it. That's what propaganda is. That's what propaganda does. But we got to know. You say, well, how's this relevant? Because we're going to be dealing with a lot of people who don't know a clue about nothing, and they're going to need help. They're going to need somebody telling the truth. Don't believe that. Because there's going to be ministers that go right on in it. Well, you know what? They can renew our organs and we live longer. Why wouldn't that be God? Wouldn't that be, oh yeah. Wouldn't that be great, wonderful? Things that they haven't been able to cure, they can cure. Come on, it's just a big deception. And there's got to be people that know what they're talking about for these people. Who do you think the harvest that's coming in is going to be? It's going to be these people. They're going to want to know when those saucers come flying in, or however it happens, some Hollywood display, whatever they do, they're going to be scared, or they're going to be, what is this? What is, you know? They're going to want to know, what is this and what's going on, or what are we supposed to do about it? And if we're just as dumb as a stump like they are, how are they ever going to know? So I wasn't even going to bring that up this morning, but think about it. It's like I'm seeing it all over. It's like you can't hardly do a search on anything that one of these alien things don't come up. Oh, you know, over there in Antarctica, they've got those hidden spaceports down in there. There was a Dean Oodle out of Alabama. He said, years ago, I prayed for a young lady that was in Satanism. She got born again, and she heard me teaching on the Nephilim, and she said, do you know those things are real? I said, they're real. I've seen them. It's what Admiral Byrd saw. These giant beings. I mean, we're talking way up here. They're not aliens. They're the Nephilim. Okay, it's just weird. It's getting weird, isn't it? I said, Lord, that swamp, man, I haven't seen or heard of just all Satan's bag of tricks that he's trying to pull on mankind. I said, Lord, I already feel like we're walking and living in a movie right now. See, this is Satan's deceptive devices. But they don't have any power over us in the name of Jesus. I'm just telling you to pray, be aware. And wherever you can shut that crap off, shut it off. Set people straight. Show them the truth and say, this is a crock of bull. And if it happens, my thing is maybe it'll be suppressed because of how we've prayed and the things that are happening in our country, that what has been set in place to go forward will be stopped. And it won't progress until the time of Jesus coming, when all this is supposed to come down. That's what I'm hoping. But it doesn't, you know, we just have to pray and get wisdom from the Lord, pray in the Spirit about it. I know it kind of seems out there. Yeah, it's out there. You think I want to talk about this? No. Think I enjoy this? No. I hate all that alien crap. Never liked it. Always bothered me terribly. Okay, heaven's frequency. In this day and the hour, the devil is trying to deceive. It says, even if possible, the elect. Yeah, but we can't let him do that. We won't let him do that, because why? We're in the know. What's the know we're in? Heaven's frequency. We'll know immediately. And if one of them things comes up to me, I guess all you got to say is, okay. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? Because these things are part human, part demon. All right. Well, y'all ready to get started today?